I'm Jess Spenlove, a performance dietitian, coach, and speaker, and welcome to Stay at the Top, the podcast for ambitious high performers wanting to easily go from exhausted to energized with evidence-based hacks designed to deliver sustained success and enhanced longevity. I want you to harness the power of nutrition, sleep, mindset, and other high-performing behaviors to achieve your big goals now, while also considering future you as well. Now, let's get into today's episode. Welcome to another episode of Stay at the Top. Today, we are exploring how elite athletes use nutrition to perform, and most importantly, how every single one of you listening today can as well. I fundamentally believe that nutrition is one of the biggest levers any high performer or anyone looking to lead a high performance life can pull. Now, the reason for that is it's a controllable factor, and it also directly or indirectly influences every aspect of your well-being and your performance. It impacts your energy, it impacts your mood, your vitality, your focus, your productivity, your ability to recover, your sleep. The list goes on and on. Today was inspired by an article featuring one of my long-term clients, Rowan Browning, who discussed some of the ways that he is using nutrition to optimize his well-being and performance in the lead up to Paris. This got me thinking about the methodology and the process that I've used with Rowan as we've worked together over the last 6 years. And I've broken it down today into 5 steps. Now, I want you to think of these 5 steps like a pyramid. We start with the base and then we go up each level. In today's episode, I will take you through each one of those 5 steps and I will talk you through what strategies there are within each. Today's episode will leave you feeling crystal clear on how you can use nutrition to optimize every aspect of your well-being and performance. And I know you're going to find it super valuable. So on that note, let's get into today's episode. Today, I want to take you behind the curtain and highlight how elite athletes leverage the power of nutrition to optimize their well-being and performance. And most importantly, how you can too. Now, the way I like to approach it is to look at it in terms of what is the hierarchy or the levels or the order of priority. And this is about truly getting the most momentum or leverage. It is about layering one thing on top of the other, but making sure we do it in the right order. The way I like to think about it is as if you were in a foreign country and you would compare it to, you could either get your own tour guide or go in a group and explore the city. You would be taken in a strategic order to each location. In comparison, you might think, no, I've got this, I'm going to do it on my own, and you've got the map and you're just going to try and figure it out yourself. Sure, you may end up seeing the same sites that you would have, but it probably would have taken you more time. There probably would have been a little bit more stress, and you may not have done it in the most efficient order. That's how I like to think about the nutrition order of priorities. It's about starting at the start line and stepping through in the most efficient order, and also the order which is going to layer on top of each other and gain the most momentum. Now, depending on the person, if they're working with someone one-on-one who can guide them, similar to the tour guide, the order may jump around a little bit, and that is to ensure efficiency and also getting the most out of the process, but it's not taking away from the overarching goal and the order of priorities. In my one-on-one coaching, this does happen, but the one thing I will tell you is that we're always starting with the base level, and there just may be some other levels or strategies at higher levels within the process that we can also leverage at the same time. When I take you through what they are, this will start making more sense. Now, the way in which I do that is by undertaking a life order process. So this is getting the client to capture 7 days of life, which is nutrition, training, sleep, energy, supplements, and also just life logistics, such as for an athlete where they train, what time they train, or for a corporate when they work at home, when they work in the office, if they drop their kids to school, all of those details. Now, next week's episode is going to be dedicated entirely to the life order process, so you can get really clear on what that is and maybe look at a way that you can do that for yourself. But for the purpose of today's conversation, I'm going to step you through the process that I take, the level of priorities, and help you see how an elite athlete uses nutrition to optimize their performance and how you can too. Now, today's episode was inspired by a recent article that was published online about my long-term client, Rowan Browning, and some of the dietary changes that we've made to help optimize his performance and well-being over the last 6 months in the lead up to Paris. I shared this article online and it got a lot of interest, so I thought let's dedicate an entire podcast episode to taking you through this in a little bit more detail and to peer behind the curtain. Now, it's really important to call out that where he is at now with his nutrition has been a process. It has been a journey. It has been about layering in the most important, biggest influential levers, pulling them at the right time, and then gaining momentum. When it comes to what I like to call my performance nutrition hierarchy of priorities, I want you to imagine it's like a pyramid. So the base level is the biggest, longest foundation. And then as we move up each level, which there are five, they get smaller and smaller. Now, that represents the significance of each layer. And when we start at the foundation, it is the most significant. We are going to get the biggest performance improvement, and it is going to set us up for success once we get that right. And then we move on to the next. Now, the five levels, which I'm going to take you through, level one, or the base, is about looking at energy balance. It's about looking at macro intake like protein, carbohydrates, and fats. And it's also looking at micronutrient intake. These are our three particularly big rocks. These are the areas we need to get right before we start moving up the hierarchy of priorities. The next level is about timing and periodization. Now, I'm going to take you through each of these levels. I just want to tell you what they are first so you can get a bit of an idea and you know where we're going. This one is about looking at timing, whether for an athlete that might be the timing of what they have before training, or do they need something during training, or looking at their recovery post-training and making sure that window is optimized. It's also about periodization. So this is where we're looking at how we're eating on the different days. So high training days, medium training days, low training days. For a corporate client, it is about looking at their life and what their goals are. If they're someone who is very active, we can use those same strategies to really optimize their training. But it also might just be looking at the different days in their week. Do they have some days where they're more active than others, whether it's physically or cognitively? And then how do we layer that in? If there's someone who's just pretty consistent, whether that is they're pretty active or they're not doing all that much movement at the moment, it is about making sure that each meal and snack is periodized and tailored and optimized to where they're at with their goals. The third level is gut health optimization. So this is more of a well-being layer than a performance, but what we're starting to know is that your gut health influences every single aspect of your well-being and your performance. So while it may not be a direct performance outcome, we need to focus on optimizing our well-being, which is going to lead to you optimizing your performance. The fourth level is my performance level, and this is dependent on each person again. So for an athlete, it might be looking at their nutrition and their supplements around competition or games. Or for a corporate, it might be looking at their nutrition and their supplements. If they're someone who travels a lot, whether that's domestically or internationally, whether that's more about finding a framework that works for them when they're away, whether it's looking at jet lag strategies, or it might also be someone who gets quite nervous before they speak and they get an upset stomach. And it's looking at a way that they can fuel themselves, get the nourishment that they need in for them to present well, but it's about adjusting what they typically would have if that doesn't sit well with them. So that's what that fourth performance level looks like. And then the fifth level, which is the very top of the pyramid, are supplements. And there are so many different areas and ways we can look at supplements. It can be immunity prevention or injury prevention or management. It can be performance optimization, brain health, gut health, longevity, sleep optimization. For some people, it might be one or two of those. For some people, it might be most of those. But the thing with supplements, even if we are implementing best practice protocols, which is all that I recommend, they are not going to have the effect that they can unless those other four levels before have been optimized. So that doesn't mean I only ever layer in supplements once we've covered everything off. That might be the perfect example of where we're covering off big rocks further down, looking at that energy balance piece, looking at like protein optimization, whether it's pulsing, whether it's overall intake. And we might be layering in some supplements to optimize their performance and their sleep at the same time. But that's really where it's based on the individual, their goals, and what's going to get them the best results based off that life audit. Now, I'm going to spend a little bit of time taking you through each of these levels so you have a clear understanding about what would be covered in each. It's not everything that would be covered in each, otherwise we would be here all day talking about the intricacies, but it's just a really high-level overview to give you a really good snapshot of what the five levels are and the types of things, the big rocks, the big levers within each level. So level one, baseline foundation, looking at energy balance is key. Now, for some people, this might mean what they're currently having, they are in an energy balance, and for their goals, that might be fine. It might be more about looking at adjusting the macronutrient intake and the ratios, or looking at optimizing their micronutrient intake, their vitamins, their minerals, their antioxidants, etc. But for a lot of the clients that I see, and that's whether they are elite athletes or CEOs or business owners, they want some sort of body composition manipulation. So for some, they may want to gain weight in the form of muscle, but that is still an energy surplus that is needed to increase that. Or for others, they may be, I'm thinking of a CEO client I've got at the moment, and he has ambitions to lose 30 kilos. So he needs to create an energy deficit. So the first thing is establishing where they're at, looking at their goals and understanding, do we need to sustain and maintain? Do we need to increase or do we need to decrease? The next part of this level is looking at their macronutrients and in particular their protein. So if you have been following me for a while, this is definitely not the first time I've spoken about the importance of protein intake. And this is coming at it from a few different angles. One is the total amount of protein that is being consumed. Typically for my clients, regardless of whether they're an elite athlete, business owner, founder, busy corporate, we're sitting somewhere between 1.6 to 2 grams per kilogram of body mass per day. So that number, when you multiply it by your weight or your goal weight, so if you're someone who either wants to gain or lose, I would use your goal weight as the number there. And that gives us an idea of that total amount. Now, it's not just about total, it's about how it's consumed. And the most important piece is looking at pulsing it across the day. So 3, 4, 5 instances of pulsing it across the day. Now, depending on who the person is and their goals will depend on how that looks and where they're starting from. But for most people, I would typically at least look to optimize 3 meals and 1 snack. So we would then want to divide that as equally as possible across the 3 meals and 1 snack. Now, we know most people don't get enough at breakfast and snack. So even if we dedicate some focus to that, and even if we start to look to increase it, at a minimum, I want an adult having 15 to 20 grams at each of those meals. And if you really want to dial in further and you've got capacity, we're looking at around 0.3 grams per kilogram of body mass per meal. So there's some numbers I've just thrown out at you. I know there's some people that tune in that like to really get into the nitty gritty and the science and the numbers. So if that's you, do that. And if that's not you, what I would encourage you to do is just look at your intake, get across what our protein foods are. So these are things from an animal, meat, chicken, fish, eggs, or anything derived from an animal, like our dairy group, milk, yogurt, cheese. We've also got some really good plant options. We've got soy-based products, soy milk, soy-based yogurts, tofu. We've got our plant-based protein powders. We've got our lentils and our legumes. So these are the types of foods we're talking about there. We then want to look at our carbohydrate and our fats. And look, to be honest, there's not so much of a set gram per kilogram situation. In the textbook, there is. But in the real world, I find that those numbers are generally higher than where they need to sit. And that's where like the science and the art really comes into the process. That's where it's about looking at the individual, looking at their goals, making sure that we understand where their energy needs to sit, making sure that their protein has really been optimized for their goals. And then it's about looking at whether they would benefit from having more whole grains or more healthy fats. Everyone should be optimizing both, but there's definitely people who benefit or respond better to having more whole grains and less healthy fats, or more healthy fats and less whole grains. But the important thing there is energy first, protein second, carbs and fats then third, and then the quality is the most important thing there. Carbohydrates and whole grain carbohydrates are an amazing vehicle for whole grains and high fiber, which our gut bugs love, our good gut bugs. Healthy fats rich in omega-3 fatty acids and monounsaturated fats like oily fish, nuts and seeds are incredible for overall anti-inflammatory properties. They help absorb nutrients and they're also important for brain health. Now, the other piece of this puzzle in this first foundation layer is looking at micronutrient intake. And that's looking at frequent amount of fruits and vegetables, or as I often like to refer to it as colors. Does each meal and snack have some sort of color there, which is not just brown and white? How can we start to optimize that? So that is level one foundation, first step that anyone should be optimizing before they start to progress on. Now, the next level, once we've got that idea, is about nutrient timing and periodization. So this is where it really starts to get into the detail of, is this an athlete who would benefit from improving what they consume before training? Do they need to consume something during training? And what about recovery after training to enhance adaptation? Similarly, for a corporate or a business owner who is training regularly, which is fantastic, we will need to look at those points as well. The other point to this second level is about periodization. Now, as a reminder, periodization is about adjusting certain nutrients to optimize how we respond to them. But not every single nutrient needs to be adjusted. So the concept of, let's use an athlete or an active corporate as an example, if they have a high training day, that doesn't mean carbs and protein and fats all need to be adjusted to match that. What that does mean is that carbohydrates in the lead up to the session and potentially post need to be increased. What we want to keep consistent is our protein and our healthy fats, because each of these nutrients has different roles in the body. So there are some that we will periodize and there are some that we won't. The reason that these two points around nutrient timing and periodization is on a second level is because we still really need to have that baseline first. And once we've got that, once we understand each person and how they respond to those really big levers, which are going to have the most impact, particularly short term when you move them, once we understand that, we can then look to dial in and optimize further. If you're trying to optimize something without knowing what the ideal baseline is, it may take you longer, or you may not really know how to improve that because you don't have a reference point. The other important point I want to make is that at each level and with each change, we want to have, where possible, a biomarker attached. Now, in some instances, a biomarker may actually mean a metric that we're measuring in someone's blood work. But in other instances, a biomarker may be more of a subjective measure. So it might be mood, it might be energy, it might be appetite. It might be looking at objective measures around like strength testing. It might be looking at illness, injury, and recovery. Do you want your leaders or employees to have more energy, better focus, improved well-being, and enhanced performance in 2024? Well, the key lies in each person learning to master their daily non-negotiable behaviors like nutrition and sleep, and also learning to embed high-performing behaviors into their lives with ease. The good news is I offer a variety of workshops, sessions, and consultancy services drawing from a decade of experience working across multiple high-performance arenas. My approach, refined from supporting over 1,000 of the country's best athletes and special forces soldiers, combines cutting-edge nutrition, human performance, and well-being strategies that are simply unmatched. If you run a team or a business and you think I can help, let's connect on LinkedIn or feel free to schedule a 15-minute discovery call to talk about your objectives using the link in the show notes. Now, the third level, which is getting a lot of attention at the moment, is around gut health optimization. I believe every single human being would benefit from eating to optimize their gut health. However, the one thing I will call out is eating to optimize your gut health doesn't necessarily directly correlate with eating or using nutrition to optimize performance. So it's 100% essential for every athlete, every high-performing individual, every human being. But there are some differences between optimizing your well-being and eating for your gut health and eating for performance. And the sweet spot is understanding how to eat for both and using those big levers, which the article featuring Rowan, which you can find in the show notes, talks a little bit about that. That's one thing that we have really been able to do. We've been able to use nutrition to optimize his performance. We've been able to look at the big rocks, look at the overall energy intake, look at the overall macronutrients, particularly the protein. We've been able to progress to the next level and really look at the nutrition choices pre and post training to optimize fueling, to support adaptation and get the optimal recovery in from the training session, which is where the real magic happens. But we've also been able to consider his well-being, really targeting some robust evidence-based gut health strategies, which we know, which I'm about to cover off, to really find that sweet spot between health, well-being, and performance. Now, when it comes to gut health, the big levers to look at are diversity of plants. So as a reminder, plants are anything that are grown in the grounds. There's six categories. There's whole grains, there's nuts and seeds, there's lentils and legumes, there's fruits, there's vegetables, and there's herbs and spices. Now, the magic number that we're wanting to aim for are 30 different plants per week. And the best way to do that is to keep a record of everything you eat in a week and then calculate how many plants that you're having. Each type of whole grain, nut, seed, lentil, legume, fruit, or vegetable equals one plant point. If you eat a banana every day, that would be one plant point. It would not be seven. However, if you had a banana one day, an apple, some grapes, some strawberries, some blueberries, a nectarine, and some watermelon before training, that would be seven different plant points. So that's how you can calculate that. And in the article about Rowan, he mentions that that's something he's focusing on, diversifying his plants, and it's become a bit of a gamified process as well. So nutrition is as much about well-being and performance as it is enjoyment. So all of those three things are equally as important to me. And when I work with all of my clients, no matter who they are, that is something. We're not being punished. We can find the sweet spot between all of our goals, the foods we like, and get the outcomes that we need for best practice. The other thing we want to focus on are fermented foods. So these are anything that have undergone a fermentation process, things like kefir, things like miso, things like sauerkraut. These are amazing for our microbes. And one of the other factors that we may want to look at is time-restricted eating. And where we can, limiting our intake to 12 hours. Now, time-restricted eating isn't always going to be practical for an elite athlete. And this is where working with someone one-on-one can really help you balance what is out there in the literature versus what is actually going to work for their goals and their training. for the corporate or for the business leader or the visionary, time-restricted eating, eating between a 12-hour window, we definitely want to target that. But someone who's training at a very high level, we need to consider where that sits in with their other goals. Where we can, we will look to implement that, but we never want to implement a strategy which is going to undermine their overall energy or their performance outcomes. One saying I really like is your best ability is your availability. And this really speaks to this third level, which, you know, whether you're an Olympic athlete, a CEO, a business owner, or someone just looking to progress their career, for you to perform at your best, you need to be the healthiest version of yourself. For an elite athlete, it's about optimizing their performance and about reducing injury and illness. And for a corporate or a founder, it is about energy, vitality, and optimizing their immunity. And this third level, when we look at gut health, once we've layered in the first two, really helps with that point. Now, the fourth level is looking at performance. And this is where we really get quite specific. So for an athlete, performance is looking at their nutrition for game day or race day. What is their strategy? What are they doing in the lead up? What do they need to do during and what are they doing after? And how does that need to differ from their day to day? It's also really important that this is practiced. It also takes into consideration if they're at home, are they traveling? How are they managing all of that? Which similarly for a corporate or a business owner or someone in that domain, it's looking at their nutrition and their supplements for when they're traveling. And again, whether that's domestically or internationally, there are strategies that we can use to reduce jet lag. There are ways we can look to give them guardrails and optimize what they're doing while they're away so they don't feel like all the wheels fall off when they travel, which I know is something that commonly gets reported to me. It's also about minimizing illness and keeping them healthy while they travel. So that fourth level is really about performance. And this is really about how do we put either the same strategies in place but have them adjusted so they work while the person's overseas, for example, or it is about what do we need to adjust for a specific outcome. So for an athlete, how they compete on race day, how they compete on game day. Another example for a corporate or a business owner or a business leader might be what nutrition strategies do we put in place before they speak. Now, it can be really common for a speaker to get very nervous. And when we get very nervous, that can often mean we need to go to the bathroom urgently. Now, there are a few ways we can kind of get on top of that. And one of them is looking at nutrition. So what you potentially eat every single day may need to be adjusted for when you perform, i.e. when you speak. Now, I actually did an episode with a speaking coach, Sally Prosser, on this, how to eat like a speaker. So I might even link that in the show notes if that's you or you're interested in that. I dive into that in a little bit more detail. And lucky last, the fifth level is supplements. Now, this is the cherry on top of the cake. These are the one percenters, which are very important. And there are a lot of really great evidence-based supplements out there. There are a lot of great protocols, but I really need you to know this. If you're not sleeping properly, if you're not eating properly, if you're not moving, and you just want to layer in all the supplements that are out there, they are going to be a drop in the ocean when it comes to you having impact. Whereas if you work on pulling those big levers, today's episode is dedicated purely to nutrition, but some of the other big levers are your sleep and also your movement, then that's when you can layer in your supplements and you really do start to see and feel a benefit. Now, there are so many different categories and ways we can look at utilizing supplements. Some of them include performance optimization. Others include like reducing or managing illness or injury. Others can be sleep optimization or longevity. Now, each client that I work with is different. Some of the clients will be looking at one or two of these areas. Other clients over time, we may be looking at most of those areas. But what we don't want to do, as I mentioned, is layer in all these supplements, the cherry on top of the cake, when that foundation isn't right. It's the same as building a house when all we're worried about is the interior design, but we haven't actually considered getting the best builder and making sure that the foundation and the framework of the house is where it needs to be to have a robust house, not just a good looking house, but a robust foundation. Now, I'm a dietitian, so my philosophy is very much food first. But in the area that I have made my career, which is performance and working with those at the very top, elite athletes, military, business owners, business leaders, people pushing that level, there is benefit in utilizing supplements. And with a lot of my clients, as I've mentioned, we're tackling one, two, or even most of those strategies. For the last 4 years, I've presented 6 sessions on performance nutrition to the Australian Defence Force School of Special Operations. So the absolute best of the best. And out of those 6 sessions, we spend 2 sessions diving deep on supplements. That includes best practice, that includes protocols for both prevention, optimization, and management. So this is definitely an area I have interest in. It's definitely an area I use with all of my high-performing clients, but just the protocols and the strategies and the types of supplements differ from person to person. But I will never allow a client to use supplements and think that is going to be the magic pill to all of their issues when we haven't addressed the big levers. That is against my philosophy, and it's also just throwing money down the drain. When we're using those supplements for them to have the biggest impact, we need to have those foundations in place. So to summarize today's episode, team, one of the most powerful levers an elite athlete can pull is their nutrition. And this is for a few reasons. One, it is totally controllable. And 2, it has the ability to impact every aspect of their performance directly or indirectly. An example of this is directly what an athlete eats before they train directly impacts their ability and their output in a session. And similarly, what they eat after a session directly impacts their adaptation. Now, indirectly, overall, the quality of what they eat, how they periodize their intake, if they're matching their energy balance, will impact their risk of injury, illness, and also has a role with how they sleep, which all of those 3 things is a really important part of helping them perform at their absolute best. The Wide World of Sports article, you can read multiple quotes from Rowan talking about how this is a key focus and a consideration for him, and how since adjusting his nutrition strategies, well, you can read what he has said around how that has impacted those areas. Now, the thing that we can take from that is whoever you are, whether you are a recreational athlete, whether you're a business owner, CEO, founder, speaker, visionary, or someone who just wants to live a high-performing life, you can benefit the same way elite athletes do. You can get the gains in your life every single day when you learn how to leverage the power of nutrition. And you can do that by the 5-step process that I have taken you through here today. And most importantly, I've given you the roadmap on the order that you need to take. It's not about jumping to the top level. It's about starting at the bottom, optimizing, gaining momentum, and then leveraging that momentum as you move up the levels. Now, if you're an elite athlete, a founder or leader, or someone desiring to be one, and you want to leverage the power of nutrition like Rowan has and thousands of other high performers, I have 2 coaching spots available. If you're interested, you can complete the application form in my show notes. I'd love to hear more about your goals and see if we're a good fit to work together. That's it for this week, team. Thank you for joining me. If you liked today's episode, it would mean so much if you would share it with a friend, rate and review. It really helps me get my message out there, and I know it will help people on their quest to not just get to the top, but to stay there. Catch you next week, team. Team, thank you for tuning in to another episode filled with actionable insights to not only help you reach the top, but to sustainably stay there. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to let people know by sharing the episode around and rating and reviewing the podcast on the platform that you listen to. Your support truly makes a difference. Until next time, keep staying at the top.